of Friday night after our preseason game, Linville Joseph was innocently a bystander in that shooting that took place in downtown Minneapolis. He suffered a minor injury to his calf. He was immediately taken to the hospital and then released. Linville came back to training camp yesterday, had our doctors and our trainers looked at him, and we expect him to make a full recovery and definitely be ready by the regular season. As we communicated yesterday, what is most important, that Linville was not seriously hurt. We're very fortunate that his injury was just minor, and we also want to send our thoughts and prayers out to all the victims of this shooting. I know you guys are going to have some questions. A lot of those questions may be deferred to the Minneapolis Police Department just because of the ongoing investigation. So I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
How is Linville doing just emotionally and all that? It sounds like
Linville is a great individual. We've been in constant contact with him and also Bill Johnson, his representative. This was just an unfortunate incident, and just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Did it just graze him? I mean, it only sounds like...
I'm not going to get into the details of it, but we're very fortunate that it was just a minor injury and that we expect him to be ready to go by the season opener.
Is that a tough part of the job for you, knowing that, you know, in the middle of the night you can get a phone call like this with bad news, and it's just something that you have to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of the job. And I know we constantly harp to our players, and Coach Zim has done an excellent job on just our players making good decisions off the field, being aware of their surroundings, and this happens to be just an unfortunate incident that Linville was at the wrong place at the wrong time and was just an innocent bystander.
Do you reiterate that message just in light of what happened today?
We always are doing that. And Coach Zimmer is always, reminding our team just to make good decisions and be aware of your surroundings. And unfortunately, there was no wrong done by Linville, and he just happened to be an innocent bystander.
Is there any concern that anybody else, any other Vikings players, were hurt or anything like that in the incident?
The most important thing is on Linville, and that he is okay, and that we're just moving forward.
Just for housekeeping purposes, you said the regular season. When do you think you'll be able to practice, and will he be able to play in the preseason?
We'll just see how it goes, but I know it's a minor injury, and hopefully we'll expect him out here as quickly as when he's ready.
Rick, what were your impressions of Friday night's preseason game?
I'm going to leave that all to Coach Zimmer, and that gives me a great lead as I'm going to introduce our head coach, Mike Zimmer, who can talk to you about what he felt we did well in the preseason and how we're going to move forward. Thank you.